This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is the strongest thing that was created by Allah? Now here they are debating, we think it's this, we think it's that. Ali walks in. And they said, Ali, we have a question for you. What is the strongest thing that was created by Allah? So Ali right away points out his 10 fingers, 10 things. As if he has already delivered about the question before and he knows the answer. He started with the obvious. He said, the mountains, they've been there for ages and ages, but you can cut the mountains down with metal. So metal must be stronger. But you can melt down the metal if you use fire, so fire must be stronger. But you can put off fire if you use water, so water must be stronger. But it is the clouds that carry the water, so the clouds must be stronger. But it is the wind that directs the cloud, so the wind must be stronger. The same wind that directs the cloud, if I hold firm to my ground, it will not move me around, so man must be stronger than that cloud. But then he said, the same man that is able to hold firm his ground, if he gets intoxicated, he loses his control over himself. So intoxicants must be stronger. But the same intoxicated man, if he goes to sleep, then that takes care of the intoxicants. But a man with anxiety will never go to sleep. The strongest thing that Allah created is anxiety. Ali ibn Abi Talib would say. And he would say, why? And you read in the statistics, 50 million Americans, these are the statistics that I know from the States, 50 million Americans suffer from anxiety. So many people are going through depression. So much of this is happening. And anxiety is fear of the future. We don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. And like I said the other day, the Prophet ﷺ would wake up in the morning and he would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from being in the state of anxiety or from being in the state of hazan, grief. I am so sorry about what happened yesterday. I am so worried about what will happen tomorrow. I miss out on living today. I am becoming a prisoner of my memories, a captive of my imagination, that I am crippled as of today. But then comes the Quran, says, you know what? وَفِسَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُعَدُونَ. Why fear? It is in the heavens that your affairs are being decided. You are in good hands. And that is why, subhanAllah, part of the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is what we call emotional wisdom. You know, sometimes when they hear the word wisdom, what do they think? Intellectual wisdom. But Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, what about emotional wisdom? What to feel and when to feel it. And what is appropriate and what is not appropriate. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, عجبا لأمر المؤمن. Indeed, amazing is the matter of a believer. When he is hit with a calamity, or when good fortune happens to him, he is grateful to Allah. When something unfortunate happens to him, he is patient. And in both cases, the believer is win. It's a win-win situation. It was said that one time, Imam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, and some of you may, you know, have a problem with that. But remember that, you know, whenever you can gain benefit, that is what we are taught as Muslims. If there is something beneficial in something that was said or done by someone, take that good thing of them. Imam Abdul Qadir Jilani, great person. One time he's sitting in his masjid and he is delivering a speech. So one of his students or one of the people that worked for him, he comes and he interrupts the class. Says, Imam, I am sorry, but I have some terrible news for you. The business that, you know, they used to do business with India and through the sea, he said, great waves came and all your ships have drowned. And whatever was on them is gone. We lost everything. So Imam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani kept quiet for a while, not saying anything. And everyone is waiting to see how he's going to react. Alhamdulillah, he says. And he goes on with the lecture. Few minutes afterwards, the same person comes back and he's all happy. He says, Imam, we were wrong. The ships have already crossed that part and the waves came after the ships, so all the ships are safe. Imam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani again kept very quiet. Alhamdulillah, he said. He finished the lecture and then people came after. I said, Imam, you know, when you were given the worst news, You said Alhamdulillah. And then when you were given the best news, you said Alhamdulillah. What happened? Said, you know, when I was told, I checked my heart. And I wanted to see, is my heart displeased with Allah because of this incident? And nothing of that happened. So I said, Alhamdulillah. And then he said, when I was given the news, I checked my heart again. Am I loving Allah more because of this thing? Meaning that I can be bought and sold because of some financial gain here and there, which is not befitting to our relationship with Allah. And he said, none of this happened. So again, I said, Alhamdulillah. What we call emotional wisdom. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, calamities happen to everyone. We all have problems. That is part of life. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Indeed, man was created in the state of kabad. You know, problems all the time. What is sad is this, my brothers and sisters.